Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we have Stephen Walther with us. He's actually doing two sessions at MIX09 this year. So welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
Now, what are the two sessions you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm doing one session on ASP.NET 4.0, and it's called ASP.NET 4.0, What's Next? And in that session, I'm going to be talking about all the new improvements coming in the next version of the ASP.NET framework. And then I have a second session, and the second session is more or less a continuation of the first. In that session, I talk about all the new AJAX improvements coming with the next version of ASP.NET 4.0, so all of the ASP.NET AJAX 4.0 improvements.
So essentially, it's just one big session.
Yeah, it's one massive. Yeah, it's just we couldn't fit it in an hour, and I didn't want to, shortchange AJAX. I'm a huge AJAX fanatic, and I wanted to make sure that that we had enough time to cover all the new features coming in AJAX.
So, if you had to distill down the biggest capabilities that ASP.NET 4.0 is bringing, what would they be?
Better front-end user experience. One of the major goals of ASP.NET 4.0 was to give you more control over your markup, over your JavaScript, over your markup, over your CSS, to make building standards compliant websites much easier.
Yeah, because quite often when I'm doing sites with ASP.NET 3.0 or 3.5, sometimes I'll do stuff on the server side, and then I'll have to take a look at what it looks like in the HTML on the client and say, oh, that's where it stuck that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a good example. I mean, client IDs is something that I'm trying to figure out, well, what's the ID of your control, and then write some JavaScript or CSS to refer to a control by an ID if you have a master page or you have, if it's showing up in a template. Trying to figure out what that client ID is can be challenging. So one of the nice things is we've made it really easy now. We now have this one setting where you can set it and you say, you know what, I get to name my client ID. So it's just up to me, and that makes it really easy to do.
What a concept.
Yeah, it's under my control. So, yeah. Yeah, so all of the improvements are around giving developers more control.
And you talked about AJAX as well as being your second session.
That's right.
What are some of the key features that we're doing for AJAX development?
Well, we've made huge investments in AJAX. I mean, the biggest new feature is client-side templates. So we're all used to using like a repeater control or list view control on the server side with a template to render out, some database data. But what we've done with the next version of AJAX is we've given you that same ability on the client side now. So we've given you a new client-side control called the data view control. And the data view control supports templates just like, the server-side equivalent. And you can, grab some JSON data over the wire, loop through it, and display it in a nice template. So the beautiful thing about using templates is it gives you a nice clean separation between your UI and your data access logic. You can just write your template, declaratively in a page, and put in your placeholders for your different types of fields, and you have a way of rendering out a bunch of database records.
Well, that's extremely handy.
Yeah, and it's great for performance too, because you don't have to pass HTML back and forth over the wire. You can just pass JSON, just the pure raw data, just the stuff to build stuff out of in your templates.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the questions that I get asked, but Microsoft is pushing Silverlight as being a client-side programming standard, and on the other hand, we're also pushing AJAX. Do the two have a conflict of some sort, you think?
They don't. You know what I find myself doing is, in my ASP.NET applications, I'll use Silverlight for some things and AJAX for other things. For example, a great example of that is playing video. You're not going to be playing video with AJAX, right? There's no way to do it.
You push those bits down, right?
And animated GIFs, maybe. I don't know. Hi, I'm a video. Or another good example, massive file uploads. Uploading, massive video files and showing a nice, progress. Again, you can't really do that very well using JavaScript. That's a great area to drop in some Silverlight controls, add that necessary functionality in it. There's other places where, I like using JavaScript. Like the template stuff is great because, I can work directly in my HTML, grab the data over the wire, and then display it. So I think they work together really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you consider yourself more of a developer or designer?
I'm definitely more of a developer. I'm design challenged. But, the distinction, I think people get confused about what the distinction is between a developer and designer. Because now I think to be a really good web developer, you need to know client-side technology. I mean, it used to be the case that, especially if you're an ASP.NET developer, you could ignore, JavaScript. You can just do everything on the server side. I think now we're getting to a point where if you want to create, you know, really compelling websites, knowing JavaScript, being able to work with stuff on the client side, using all this new Ajax technology we're coming out with is really crucial to create, you know, truly interactive websites. Mm-hmm. So that designer-developer thing, you know, I think traditionally I'm doing some stuff that a designer used to do. I'm working with a lot more JavaScript now, but I think it's part of my job as a developer to know that JavaScript.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a web designer standpoint, put on that hat, how important do you think it is for someone like you, who's mostly a developer, to have capabilities of doing good visual and graphic design and applications?
I sure hope they're not very, very strong, because I would fail as a developer. I think it's a smart idea to keep me away from anything having to do with design. So I think they're very different skill sets.
So in other words, if you're working on a project, you'd like to have a designer working with you.
Please.
To make sure they keep the visual things properly.
And one nice thing about the new template support is it gives you a way that you can hand off a website to a designer, because you create templates using the Ajax stuff just by, you know, putting in standard HTML tags. And that's something a designer can understand, right? It's just, you know, if you want to show a bunch of database items and you want to lay it out in a bunch of div tags, well, you know, the designer can style up the div tags, and the designer would know how to work with the markup. Mm-hmm. I would consider, you know, my job as a developer to get to the point where, you know, I can actually get the data into the templates.
Mm-hmm. And all this stuff also works with the Expression Web as well?
Well, the new Ajax stuff works with Visual Studio. I'm not sure if it works with Expression Web.
It's because you're developing and trying to Expression Web.
Yes, I know. Yes, I assume it does. I don't know. Actually, it would work with any designer, so you should be fine. I mean, it's all HTML at the end of the day.
So Expression Web is able to read in the HTML, and then the designer can apply their own visual styles to the HTML.
That's right.
In that, and everything's fine for them.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Stephen. I enjoyed chatting with you, and I'll enjoy you taking a look at your sessions at Mix.
Very
and
cool.
Seeing how things are going there.
Great. Thanks very much.
So hopefully some of Steve's insights to ASP.NET 4.0 and what it can do for both standard ASP.NET development as well as Ajax development will assist you in your development efforts. Be sure to check out his sessions at Mix 09 coming up very shortly.